On the show today, we have Miriam Deus-Wood. We're talking about PolicyWorks changing its name to now ViClarity. But there's a lot more to this name change than meets the eye, and Miriam explains in this chat with us, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Miriam Deus-Woodward now with ViClarity. Wow.
Yes. Congratulations. Thank you, Mike. Yes. A few things have changed, I think, since the last.
I think so. Yeah. But it's not a new company. It's the same company, PolicyWorks.
Same company.
Now, a name change to ViClarity. So give me the background on this. What's going on here?
You got it. Well, you may recall about a year ago, we were sitting in DC, right, at the GAC conference. We had our friends from Ireland there. Ogie Sheehy, Tracy had joined us as well. And Ogie is the founder of the original ViClarity. So ViClarity is a governance, risk, and compliance firm that's been around for more than 12 years, mm-hmm. serving highly regulated industries, offering governance, risk, and compliance technology platform. And we luckily found each other as in PolicyWorks, so ViClarity, formerly PolicyWorks. At PolicyWorks, we had for a while now been really exploring how to continue to expand the organization and meet the needs of our clients, knowing that technology is the future, right? And especially in the space of governance, risk, and compliance. So after a good amount of exploration and research and due diligence and so forth, we found ViClarity, and Ogie and his company and his team started those conversations. And a year ago, we acquired the company.
Okay.
So we just celebrated a year, our first year anniversary of the acquisition. And now a year into our integration, we decided to really kind of do away with a little bit of confusion because we have the PolicyWorks name, we have the ViClarity,
right.
Former company, but also the name of our platform. And really just go with the single united global brand, gotcha. Clarity. And so that's our big news as of a few days ago. So we're excited to share that and definitely feel it aligns much better with the vision of the organization, knowing that services and credit unions, governance, risk, and compliance, that whole topic and consulting services and audit services, those things are going to continue to be integral to what mm-hmm. we do. Now, in addition to that, we offer a more end-to-end spectrum of products and services to include a technology platform. So we're pretty excited about that.
I think so. Yeah, this isn't your ordinary name change or brand name. There's a lot more to this, what you just explained. So pretty impressive stuff. And before we got on the call, you mentioned the global aspect of it. Can you explain that a little bit?
For sure. So I mentioned, ViClarity is based in Ireland. So now we have really a global footprint. The majority of our team in the U.S. here is based in Des Moines, Iowa, but we also have team members across the country here in the U.S. We have a team in Ireland, but we serve now not only credit unions, but other highly regulated industries in Europe, Ireland, Canada, the U.S. And so our footprint has expanded just as our products and services have expanded too. So it's pretty exciting to have a global, view of really a growing need and complex area, which is mm-hmm. governance, risk, and compliance space.
So when COVID is over, when we're kind of back to whatever normal is, are you going to have to get out that passport and start hopping around the world a little bit?
Oh yeah, yeah. We keep dusting it off every now and again, keep putting it back, not quite ready to get out there for sure. We did have the opportunity to visit the team here in Ireland a little over a year ago. So that was great, but that all happened right before the pandemic and shut down pretty quickly from there. So looking forward to getting back to travel.
Yeah, we'll get back to that for sure. So what does this mean for, let's bring it back to credit union land here. What does this mean for credit unions?
Hopefully credit unions find this as exciting as we do. It's quite a few things. It means one, just, you know, for our credit union partners, longtime partners, and nothing is changing in terms of the services that they receive today.
Right.
That we have today. If anything, it's the opportunity to now provide even additional solutions, including now a technology platform. But in addition to that, we also have recently launched what we're calling our advanced onboarding services. And this is just a neat, I would say, merriment of our services with the technology. So again, just more solutions, more hopefully ways to make life easier for our credit union so that they can focus on, you know, those higher value member facing, you know, opportunities. So we have this back-end work for them. But with that, for example, it's really combining our compliance expertise and the talent of our experts and our folks with the technology platform. So knowing that, you know, this area of compliance and risk continues to be ever changing and evolving, and it's not getting easier by any means. And if, you know, we kind of take a little bit of history and look at, you know, what the regulators have said over time and just how the industry has evolved. I mean, there's much more of a focus now on things like non-financial risk and enterprise risk management and, you know, the integration of that with compliance and really all aspects of the business now. So it's becoming more and more important for our credit unions. And we realize that. So we want to provide, you know, more advanced tools and services for them as well. Mm-hmm. But advanced onboarding service too, again, they get paired with our compliance experts so that, you know, you're not only kind of putting in all of your information that you have that's existing, but you have somebody reviewing that information for you, making sure that they're identifying those gaps and opportunities on the front end so that you make sure to get, you know, the best output from the system and the technology from a reporting standpoint, visibility standpoint, et cetera. So we're really excited about that. And again, there's going to be more opportunities like that to continue to combine that human element with the technology element. So I would say, you know, more there and certainly even just more best practices from a global standpoint. What's neat about ByClarity's story as well is that they started working with credit unions in Ireland.
Oh, they did. Oh, wow.
Credit unions were their initial clients. And so, you know, there's a lot of lessons learned and just, you know, knowledge of the evolution of the credit union system in Ireland that we can bring to our U.S. credit union, versa, right, to our Irish credit unions. And so I do think that global perspective will be just add more value along with what we're learning from other highly regulated industries like healthcare and insurance.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of good best practices, lessons learned. We'll continue to bring that knowledge to our credit union industry to keep helping them advance and grow and continue to serve more people.
It sounds like you guys might be more involved with the World Council as well, now that you are kind of, I don't want to say you're an international company, so, and you're dealing with credit unions in Ireland. So is that a fair assessment, or?
We'd love to continue. We've always had a relationship with Council as PolicyWorks, but even ByClarity has in the past. And so, yes, we'll continue to work with them. Sure. I mean, this is a topic that I'm seeing more and more on, you know, their educational kind of agenda as they're, you know, having their world conferences as well. So we continue to talk with them about, how we can be a problem solver for them and just offer more solutions for credit in this space, because this does affect credit unions worldwide.
Oh, completely. Sure. Completely. Mm-hmm. Last question for you. I always kind of end up with goals. What goals do you guys have in mind with this? Again, I don't want to call it a rebranding or rename. It just seems like the evolution of your company, your organization. So what's next, or what are the goals that you have slated for it?
Sure. Well, I mean, in general, we just announced our name change. So we'd love to continue to build more awareness. I think our credit unions were obviously very familiar with PolicyWorks. And so to some, the new name may be, you know, there may be some questions about that. Well, are you guys new to the scene? What are you guys all about? So continuing to just build more awareness of who we are, what we do with those folks that may not have that connection. And in addition to that, you know, just continuing to serve more credit unions. I mean, helping them on their technology journey, because we know credit unions are at different stages of that in terms of adopting that digital mindset and, we have solutions that are really tailored to meet the credit union where they are today. I mean, that's something that we pride ourselves on. And even with our technology, we don't offer the off-the-shelf, you know, kind of templated solution. It really is a solution that helps tailor the processes and the workflows of the credit union to match that technology. And so to that end, you know, we want to continue to help credit unions in that space, meet them wherever they are on that journey, whether they're credit unions, larger ones. I think we have, you know, great solutions with, you know, for them. And certainly, you know, trying to stay ahead of what our credit unions need.
Yeah, good point.
We've learned we can't anticipate everything that's going to happen, right? Just based on this pandemic. At the same time, you know, we want to continue to be those, you know, hopefully kind of trusted experts you come to, you know, help stay ahead of the game. And again, leave more time for other more value added, you know, kind of member facing opportunities too.
Well, good stuff. Well, I look forward to checking in down the line, see how it's going. I'm sure you guys are just going to keep on the upward trajectory for sure. And yeah, I'm excited for you guys as well. Happy for you. And yeah, it's very exciting news for not only for you guys, but for the industry too.
Thank you, Mike. And you know, one thing I will point out to you as well that I forgot to mention, you know, we're really interested and engaged in this topic of DEI, which I know, I'm very passionate about, having come from Coopera prior to this, but you know, this is a topic that really spans all business areas, and including compliance. And sometimes people are surprised to hear about that. But that is another goal of ours, to continue to, you know, be helpful in advancing that movement, and not forgetting, you know, that compliance has a role to play, because too many times we have seen in the past, and I've seen in my work, you know, with Coopera, that compliance can sometimes be used as the reason not to expand financial inclusion efforts, for example. And so we don't want that to be the case. We want more compliance, you know, champions out there that are also DEI champions. And we've seen that those two things, you know, can collaborate and work together. And so advancing that conversation as well, I would say, would be another goal for us. So,
ooh, all right. Well, let's check in on that too. That'd be fun too. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, lots on the plate for sure. I think it's more like a buffet.
Always, yes.
Got a lot going on. So, well, good stuff. Appreciate the time as always, Miriam. Again, congratulations, and look forward again chatting down the line here, hopefully in person one of these days. We can get back to doing that. So,
would love that, Mike. Yes. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.